protesters become occupiers. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News at Columbia University in New York City. Where the pro-Palestinian demonstration escalated early this morning. Protesters stormed into a building, putting up barricades.
Inside of Hamilton Hall is the office of the Dean of Columbia University, as well as other academic departments.
Fox's Brian Yenis near the Columbia campus, where students have been told yesterday to end an encampment or be suspended.
Whether or not the NYPD is going to be allowed to go in will be a decision, the NYPD says, by Columbia University. We have not heard any chants or cheering or anything like that over the last couple of hours. We have had no official word from Columbia University regarding this next escalation. The only thing we have heard from them was yesterday when they had a presser and said that the students that refused to leave the deadline would be that they had begun suspending folks.
It's one of many protests on college campuses nationwide. Some of the anti-Israel chants being heard upsetting Jewish students at Columbia. Jessica Schwab tells Fox.
It's terrifying to hear, and I'm part of a larger Jewish community. And there's some kids who haven't been on campus in the last 2 weeks because of the fear.
Four law enforcement officers President Biden has praised as heroes are being mourned in North Carolina, shot and killed outside a home in Charlotte.
They were members of a U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force. This includes members of the U.S. Marshals Service, but also members of law enforcement agencies. They were attempting to serve a warrant for a firearms violation.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. Four other officers were wounded in the gun battle that also left a suspect dead, a woman and a teenager taken into custody from the home. The president, in his statement after the shooting, also called for stricter gun control laws. Former President Trump will return to court this morning in New York as testimony resumes at his first criminal trial. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
While all the protests rage on here in the U.S., a scientist is staging a sit-in in China.
Since Sunday, virologist Zhang Yongzhen has been sitting outside his laboratory in the pouring rain. He and his team have been locked out, the latest in a series of events said to amount to victimization. In January 2020, Zhang was the first scientist to publish a sequence of the COVID-19 virus. The Chinese government has since exerted pressure and control over researchers, allegedly wanting to avoid scrutiny over how it handled the start of the pandemic. Reached by phone, Zhang said it would be inconvenient for him to speak. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A prosecutor in New York is under scrutiny.
Monroe County District Attorney Sandra Dorley issued a statement on Monday saying, "I failed you in the standards that I hold myself to, and for that, I am so sorry." Dorley was caught on police body cam video cursing at a police officer who tried to give her a speeding ticket last week, telling him to just go away. Police say they clocked Dorley driving 55 miles per hour in a 35 zone. She drove to her home instead of pulling over. And the video also shows Dorley calling Webster's police chief, asking him to tell the officer to leave her alone. Governor Kathy Hochul has ordered a review of the incident. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures down modestly the day after gains. In the NBA playoffs, Jamal Murray, a hero again for Denver.
Murray to try to break the tie. No timeout by the Lakers. They got to go.
James, a bump, a feed, a print shot. No! Zero's on the clock.
And that ends the season for LeBron James and the Lakers. The defending champion Nuggets advance with a 108-106 win on TNT. Murray also hit a buzzer-beating game winner in Game 2 for Denver. Oklahoma City also advanced to the second round, completing a sweep of Oklahoma City. Boston beat Miami to go up 3-1 in that series. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.